When it comes to accessibility in Windows 10, one of the most offered pieces of advice is usually, make sure you change the default web browser. It's good advice, and I'm going to show just how to do that, and also how to change any of the other default programs. For anyone that doesn't know, the default program is the pre-selected option. So, for example, Windows 10 comes with two web browsers, the Edge and Internet Explorer. Now, if you try to open a web page, say you click on a link in an email, Windows 10 will automatically open the Edge and use that as your default web browser. Let me give you a quick demo. On my desktop here, I've got a shortcut to the RNIB website.
RNIB website.
Now, if I hit enter on that.
RNIB supporting people with sight loss Microsoft Edge. Microsoft Edge window.
As you can hear, Windows 10 has opened that website in the Edge browser. As you probably know, when it comes to screen readers, the Edge browser has some accessibility issues, and it's not the best choice for us. Luckily for me, changing the default apps is really easy and straightforward. So let's change it. Okay, I'm going to hit the Windows key to bring up the Start menu.
Cortana window. Search box edit. Blank.
And I'm going to type default web browser. I know, it's as simple as that. I'm using NVDA as my screen reader. You may be using something different and so may hear different things at this stage. Now, so far I've typed default space WE and that should be enough. I'm going to hit the down arrow and then the up arrow on the keyboard to show me the top result in the Start menu.
Default WE. Choose a default web browser.
That's it. That's the one I want. So I'm going to hit enter on that.
Settings window. Web browser. Microsoft Edge button.
And as you can hear, it's opened the settings window and put focus directly on the option we want. Fantastic. I'm now going to press enter, or the return key, whatever you want to call it.
Choose an application window. Microsoft Edge button.
On the screen now is a dialog box asking me to choose what program I want to use as my web browser. Pressing tab will take me through the list of options.
Firefox button. Internet Explorer button. Look for an app in the store button. Microsoft Edge button.
And we've jumped back to the top. The programs you see in your list may be different to mine. You may only see Microsoft Edge and Internet Explorer. I like using Firefox as my web browser. It's installed on this system and so it shows up in my list of options. The last option in the list is always look in the Microsoft Store for an app. Now currently 99% of the apps in the Microsoft Store are an accessibility nightmare, so I wouldn't recommend that. Now as I said, I like using Firefox, so I'm going to set that as my default web browser. So I'm going to hit tab until I hear Firefox.
Firefox button.
And then press enter.
Web browser. Firefox button.
And that's it. We're back in the settings window and as you can hear, Firefox is our default web browser. I love it when things are simple. Now if you want, you can close the settings window, Alt F4, but I'm going to leave it open for now. I'm going to press Windows D to jump to my desktop and try out the RNIB shortcut again.
Folder view list. RNIB website.
Let's hit enter on that.
Mozilla Firefox busy. RNIB supporting people with sight loss Mozilla Firefox busy.
And as you can hear, Firefox is now our default web browser. Of course, if you install a third-party web browser like Firefox or Google Chrome, usually as part of the installation process, it will ask you, do you want to make this your default web browser? In which case, you won't have to do any of this, but it is always nice to know how to do it yourself manually in case there's any problems or you need to change it.
Turn and face the strange changes.
But hang on, there is more. It's not just the web browser we can change. And as we're here, we might as well take a look. I'm going to Alt-Tab back into the settings.
Settings window. Web browser. Firefox button.
The default web browser is the last option in a whole list of default programs you can change. Currently my focus is on the web browser button, so I'm going to keep hitting Shift-Tab to get to the top of the list, and I'll quickly show you the others.
Email. Choose a default button.
And the first program at the top of the list is email here. Obviously, you can choose what email program you want to use as your default. Currently, I've got nothing set for this, but you could choose something like Outlook or Thunderbird. Let's tab through the other options.
Maps, Maps button. Music player, Groove music button.
And now here's one I do want to change, the music player. I'm not a fan of Microsoft's Groove music player. There are some accessibility issues there, so I'm going to change that. Again, as we did before, just hit enter on that.
Choose an application window, Groove music button.
Then just tab through the list of programs and hit enter on the one you want to use as your default player.
VLC Media Player button. Windows Media Player button. iTunes button. Look for an app in the store button. Groove Music button.
Now, I'm a fan of the VLC Media Player, so I'm going to select that one, but of course you could choose anything you have on your system, such as Winamp.
VLC Media Player button.
Enter.
Music Player. VLC Media Player button.
And now VLC Media Player is my default music player for MP3s, etc. Let's continue tabbing through the list.
Photo Viewer. Photos button. Video Player. Films and TV button.
The video player is probably another one I would change to VLC Media Player later on.
Web Browser. Firefox button.
And that's it, we're back to the web browser, which is the last item in the list. As you can see, this part of the Windows settings can be pretty useful. And finally, if I keep on tabbing, I will come across some interesting and slightly more advanced options.
Reset button.
The reset button will, well, obviously, reset everything back to how Windows 10 was out of the box.
Choose default applications by file type link.
This option gives you more control over what program opens what type of file. For example, you could choose to open an MP3 file in Winamp or a WAV file in Audacity.
Choose default applications by protocol link.
With this option, you can choose a default program based on protocols such as FTP or HTTP.
Set defaults by app link.
And this last option is a little confusing, but basically it allows you to pick a program and lets that program decide what file types it wants to open. Like I said, these options are slightly more advanced and most of the time you don't need to worry about these, but they are there if you need them. And there you go, I told you it was easy. You're now familiar with the default program settings in Windows 10. And in under 7 minutes, well done.